This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the House of Representatives passes a $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid package. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
In an early morning vote, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 219 to 212 to pass the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The package, now headed to the Senate, includes a third $1,400 stimulus check for Americans earning less than $75,000 a year. It also raises unemployment benefits to $400 a week through the end of August. Plus, it increases the child tax credit, aid to small businesses, and increase funding for coronavirus testing and vaccination. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi passionately called the package a moral imperative and that it was long overdue. No House Republicans backed the bill, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called the bill a Pelosi payoff, saying that the bill calls for Harvard and other elite institutions to receive hundreds of millions of dollars, but Harvard already has a $40 billion endowment. Two Democrats, Oregon's Kurt Schrader and Maine's Jared Golden, broke from their party to vote against it. Representative Golden issued his statement as to why he voted against it, saying that the bill addresses urgent needs and then buries them under a mountain of unnecessary or untimely spending. In reviewing the bill in its full scope, less than 20% of the total spending addresses core COVID challenges that are immediately pressing. After supporting $4 trillion in emergency COVID relief in 2020, I won't support trillions more in funding that is poorly targeted and in many cases not necessary at this moment in time. The Senate will likely vote on the bill in the first week of March. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.